God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Recently, as I speak, the Secretary of Transportation went to a disaster-stricken community, and he was widely criticized for wearing very shiny boots. They were some kind of fancy, you know, Thursday boots or some kind of fashion boot. And the idea was that he was trying to relate to the blue-collar people of the area to which he was visiting. And it wasn't a success. He tried to pull off being, one of the common man, but it just wasn't happening. He had these fancy, shiny boots. I remember as a child, the president going to a grocery store, and this was at the time when the checkouts, with the barcode reader and so on, were fairly new. At least they were, they hadn't always been. And the president expressed wonder at, wow, what are these fancy machines at the grocery store? And he was rightly criticized for not being one of the people, not even knowing how a grocery store worked. The idea being he had been in his enclave so long, he'd been in the White House so long that he didn't even know how most people got their groceries. Now, you know, there's some truth to that. On the one hand, we emulate success. You don't want a guy who is just as feckless as you or the average guy to have power over everybody. On the other hand, you don't want someone to have power over everyone that has no idea of how anyone actually lives. And that is what makes the incarnation, the coming of God the Son in human form, so amazing. In Hebrews chapter 2, we're reminded that you do not value God's grace if you do not understand God's Son. Now, we talk in America often about rags to riches stories, someone who, you know, grew up a common person, but through intelligence and hard work and so on, becomes a very powerful or successful person. And we admire that. We admire someone who knows how we live, but has found a way to transcend maybe the grinding of daily life. Jesus' story is the exact opposite. Jesus' story is a riches to rags story. He came from heaven to earth. He came from the glories of heaven to a humble stable. Now look, in the first place, Jesus is nothing like you. He's nothing like me. He is the God-man. In Hebrews chapter 1 and following, chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible says, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. God for centuries had spoken through prophets. He'd given the ancient scriptures. And now, in contrast, he has spoken to us by his own Son, by whom he made the worlds, by the word of his power, who by himself, Jesus, purged our sins. He's much better than the angels that announced his coming. He's much better than the prophets that foretold his coming. He's nothing like us. In verse 10 of chapter 2, the Bible calls him something that he's called again in Hebrews 12, verse 2, and that is the captain of our salvation, the captain of our faith. In verse 17 of chapter 2, he's called our high priest. There are just so many ways that it's very obvious in the first couple chapters of Hebrews that Jesus Christ, Jesus, God's Son, and God the Son, he's nothing like you. And if you don't understand that, then you don't understand the grace of God. You don't value the grace of God. Now, that is true. He's nothing like you. But secondly, Hebrews explains to us that Jesus became like you. This one who's transcendent, who is nothing like you, became like you. Hebrews 2:9 says, but we see Jesus who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. The eternal being came in a human body and suffered death for us. Jesus, who is so much higher than the angels, became lower than the angels. He became like us. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, for which cause he is not ashamed to be called to call them brethren. Verse 14, the Bible says, he also himself likewise took part of the same. He took on flesh and blood. The immortal God became God the Son with flesh and blood. Verse 16 says, for verily he, Jesus, took not on him the nature of angels. That would be low enough compared to the Godhead. But he took on him the seed of Abraham, born of a Jewish virgin. Verse 17, wherefore in all things it behooved him, it was appropriate to him, to be made like unto his brethren, that is in human form, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Jesus is God, and yet Jesus came as a person. And that means he understands you. You know, it's nice. Wouldn't it be nice if you just understood everything? You understood the mysteries of the world. You understood the mysteries of your neighbors. You understood your own self. Wouldn't it be great if you understood? What would be even greater, I'm guessing, is if there was just one person in this universe that understood you, that got you. Haven't you often felt, they just don't understand me. They just don't get me. I mean, they're good people, but they have no idea what I'm going through. Let me tell you something, friend. Jesus is, on one hand, so much higher than any friend you have, and yet so much more in tune with you and all your weaknesses, so much more in tune with you than any of your friends could possibly be. Verse 18 says, for in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor, that is, relieve or help or bring aid to them that are tempted. Jesus was tempted and yet without sin. So he relieves, he aids, he comforts, he helps. You know, some people get uppity because they grow up from humble means and then they strike it rich or strike it smarter, strike it influential. And they forget for where they've come from. Jesus was the exact opposite. Jesus came lowly. He is God. He is God incarnate. And that's the point. He is God. He is man. He is our captain. He's our high priest. And he's able to help those like us who have needs in everyday life. You see, at the end of the day, you do not value God's grace if you do not understand God's Son. And you can understand God's Son by reading God's words about him in the book of Hebrews.